Welcome Builders from Lakeland, Florida. This is the Build Your Success Leadership Podcast with your host, Brian Brogen. We're going to empower and equip you to build yourself and then build others. Now, let's build up with your host, Brian Brogen.
Hello, Builders. We would love to welcome you to this episode of the Build Your Success Podcast. Here at the Build Your Success Podcast, we like to build you so you can build others. We do that through our coaching, training, and speaking events, but we also do that with special guests that we bring to the podcast. It's a privilege today to introduce you to Sean Fahey. Sean is the founder and CEO of VidCruiter, one of the fastest growing remote recruitment platforms in the world, helping companies attract and hire better talent. 75,000 plus recruiters use VidCruiter to modernize their hiring, and their clients include organizations like Samsung, United Nations, Lionsgate, Chicago Bears, and U.S. Foods. Sean has been in the HR industry for over 10 years, and we are grateful to have Sean on the podcast today. Welcome to the Build Your Success Podcast, Sean.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you here, and we're going to ask you our signature question. What does leadership and being a leader mean to Sean?
Excellent. Well, thank you. So, leadership for me means just leading by example. I think that's the number one thing. I know that a lot of leaders say that, but it's true. I mean, it's the number one way to be a leader is to lead by example. And no matter what happens, you have to sort of dust your shoulder off and keep moving forward, right? So I think leaders tend to come out more in times of hardship. It's easy to be a leader when there's, everything's going great. Just sit there and ride the wave. But the true leadership comes out and, having bad things happen or good things happen is that you could just keep moving the company forward and keep showing that confidence to the team and leading by example.
Sean, that's a great explanation of leadership. In fact, I want to dig a little deeper and ask you a question. You got an example of leading by example, a time in your career where someone led you by example?
It's a good question. Someone leading me or showing me by example, I think it would be, I think it was just expanding my mind on what was possible. And I was lucky enough to go to a school in Florida. It was called FAU, and it wasn't Harvard, but it was FAU, and it wasn't a common or popular school, but it's in Boca Raton, Florida, and just next door is a pretty wealthy community, and they had all these super successful people come and speak to the school every week in the entrepreneurship track that I took, and these people would go to the most famous schools, Harvard, Wharton, everyone. And they would also just come to FAU because it was just literally a 3-minute drive. So they were plugged in, and we were getting and meeting some of the smartest minds in the world that had done some of the coolest, companies and leadership and executives around the world. And they would just come tell their stories. And hearing those stories allowed me at a young age to expand my mind into what is possible, what is believable. And I think that was the biggest sort of unblocking to leadership for me, was to see or expand my horizons of what can a human achieve, what can someone achieve in the world of business, right? You often hear about sports and this kind of world, but not always in the world of business. So my best example would be to talk to and hear like this podcast, right? Plugging into with people who have done great things. And that's where I originally sort of realized that anyone could be a leader. They just have to want to do it and expand their possibility of thinking that it's possible for them.
Sean, that's a great example. In fact, FAU is in a beautiful part of our state. And as you alluded to, there are some very successful people that live in that area. And I have I relate to that story because I'm a private pilot. Now, I don't fly private jets. I fly little Cessnas and fun planes for recreation. But being at the airport, I get to meet people that come in private jets. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they just expand my thoughts and my mindset and realize, man, if they can do this, I can do this. and just ask questions. How did you achieve where you can fly around in a private jet? And I don't find fault with them. You know, some people do, but I'm like, you know what? That's great that they're able to do that. And they've had the kind of success in life that allows them to do that.
That's the first step to leadership, is to shift your paradigm from, you know, I'm assuming that you may not be at the leadership level that you want yet, because you're still learning about leadership. So how do you do that? Is hanging around with other leaders. And, or if you can't hang around with them, then read what they read or watch videos of what they say, or, and just involve yourself in that sort of shift. I was reading on Twitter yesterday, there was a pro NBA player that he was from Cameroon, and they didn't have a lot of basketball teams there. So he just watched YouTube videos of, you know, other basketball players nonstop and practiced what he saw on the YouTube videos. And that's how he became part of the NBA. And he credited YouTube to his success. So it doesn't have to be in person, which was, you know, back when I went to school, was there was no YouTube. So we had to see people in person. But to surround yourself with that mix is how you start your path on leadership, in the path towards that kind of leadership. And you can find whatever kind of leader you find inspires you based on what you're looking for, right? Is it leader in the family, leader in the health, leader in technology, growing a company? Once you have the mindset figured out, the rest will fall into place.
Love that. And to hear you talk about, hey, if you can't put yourself physically in the room, put yourself virtually in the room. Watch the videos, learn from others. In fact, I remember working with a Hispanic immigrant at one point, and I heard him encouraging his coworkers that were also immigrants that hadn't learned English yet, and the crew, it would have been beneficial for them to learn. And he's like, if you don't surround yourself with, stop watching Spanish television and start watching English television, you're never going to learn the language, and you're never going to be able to communicate with those you're working with. And I thought that was great, you know, for him to recognize that and encourage his coworkers that were similar to him to do that. It was great.
We hope you're enjoying today's podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Build Consulting Services. Are you ready to reduce workplace conflict, reduce employee turnover, and increase your productivity? If you're ready to put Brian to work for your company, give him a call at 863-800-9658 or email him at brianb@buildcs.net. Now, back to today's episode.
We've had a great conversation around what does leadership mean. We've shared these examples, but I want to hear a little bit more about VidCruiter and what you do there as a leader.
Well, thank you. So VidCruiter is a company I started in 2012 with two people. And just this past month, we passed 200 employees globally. And it wasn't always roses. There was challenges at every stage and, you know, corner and turn. But it really was and has been about developing myself as a better leader, you know, learning to adapt to new situations. And whether it's, you know, a downturn in the economy or upswing in business, we sell video recruitment software, which during COVID was extremely popular. We went from 40 employees to 200 in 2 years. And so riding that wave, and then all of a sudden now there's a downturn in the economy, and switching almost overnight into a completely different kind of company back to bootstrap mode is really the power of leadership, in my opinion. And the power to have that is to really be able to adapt to the situation as fast as possible without letting it affect you in your day-to-day operations. It's really the secret to leadership. And, you know, one thing that I would tell people to do is on purpose, put yourself in situations that you control the stress that comes to you, so that you can get this sort of muscle of willpower to be stronger at adapting to those kinds of things. Like, run a scenario where something will go wrong to you on purpose. And then, because you know it's going to happen, it's easy to adjust to that. And then do that once a month or once a quarter, right? Risk planning. And practice that exercise. Practice the exercise of doing really well. And visualize those things happening to you or not happening to you. Obviously, you want to visualize doing well. You know, that's part of leadership and your growth. But having that backup plan and having that in your mind is really a secret to not getting phased. And what happens is your team looks at you when things go wrong or don't happen really well. And then if the leader's not phased, the company keeps going, right? So that's kind of the idea of what I try to tell new people who are getting their career started, is really just plan, expand, and adapt to the situation. And of course, you need optimism and grit. Those are the other two components of the sort of, you know, pie of personality traits that you need to be a leader. Grit is a test you could take. There's a Wharton business test from Martin Seligman's group that you could see how much grit you have. And you could do that test. And then you could work on grit, right? Willpower, basically. It's a muscle, just like going to the gym is a muscle. And the more you can beat that voice inside of your head that tells you you shouldn't be doing whatever it is that you're doing, whether that's through listening through music or movies or, you know, a lot of my inspiration, funny enough, comes from Eminem. I mean, it's just having that story be told to me about you could do anything you set your mind to was really at a young age expanding my horizons. Like, wow, these singers are talking about leadership in their songs. You know, like there's other things that may not be specific to that context, but certain music, certain messages can help you expand into this kind of adaptive thinking. And then it's just a matter of then finding a business or a vocation that you want to do that gives you what it is that you want to do in the future. And so, but that first phase is really getting your head in order, or whatever you want to call it, so that you have a space where you can just adapt to any situation and do whatever you need to. That's kind of what I see as a true leader, is that you, nothing phases you.
Sean, great advice, great backstory on what you're doing with your business and the roller coaster ride of ups and downs. In fact, I spoke with a successful business owner who recently sold his business to some of his employees. And he told me, he said, you have got to be adaptive. Things are going to change. The economy is going to change. You know, what you set out to do may be different than what you actually have to provide to have revenue. And it's just great to understand being adaptive and how important that is to business. Thanks for sharing that. In your application, and for those that are listening, we have an application process to come on our podcast. You can find that at buildcs.net podcast guest application. But here Sean talks about the real cost of poor hiring decisions. We know how expensive it is to onboard employees, but I know there's some other things that are really a cost to us when we make these poor hiring decisions. So Sean, tell us about that and why that's important to your business and then the people that you help recruit.
Sure. So our business is all about recruiting faster, automated recruiting, whether through our AI plugin tools or our automated tools or our Indeed plugin tools, whatever you need to get people in faster. And really, it's a competitive job market, even in this downturn, is that there's a lot of candidates, or there's not that many candidates. And so we have the ways to get that person to you in the seat as fast as possible. We also have, if you have too many candidates, all these other screening layers with different video products. So asynchronous video where people record at home. So we've really built a product that helps for any kind of recruiting, for any kind of hiring process, whether you want to cut costs to save or to automate. You need more people faster, we'll help you with that. You need less people, you got too many, you want more filters, we'll help you with that. That's sort of where all the products come from. And really, it was someone asked me in 2009, actually, to hire 200 people as fast as possible. And I just was looking at how inefficient they were doing it in the organization, calling and resumes and bringing people in person, all this kind of stuff. And I was like, man, this is going to take forever. I said, what if we could just hire 200 people in 30 days? You know, what if you could just click your fingers and you had 200 people hired that were good, not just whoever walked in the door? You still want a quality threshold. So that's really where the idea for VidCruiter came from. And then from there, we've spun off into all these different components of recruiting. But that's really our bread and butter, is video recruiting and anything to do with any kind of recruiting tools, which we, you know, a lot of the companies you mentioned we work with globally, all around the world. So, that's what we've been able to do here at VidCruiter.
Well, Sean, let's just take a hypothesis here. Let's say I've been working for a tech company. I'm now been laid off and I'm looking for a job in 2023. What's the hiring process, and how can I shine above other people that are applicants?
Sure. I mean, the number one thing I recommend people do for interviewing is practice. You would not imagine how many people show up at an interview and that just the first time that they answer those questions. And so you know, like even have a wedding rehearsal for a wedding, you should have a practice for an interview. It's pretty important. And so you just need to practice. It's just to have someone else sit down in front of you, Google STAR methodology of how to answer an interview question properly, and then have someone ask you 10, 20, 30 questions, and then think about those answers. Oftentimes people don't even realize how good they are and don't know how to sell themselves to what they've done. You know, it's kind of like you've done all these things. You know, that happens even to me. Everyone, it's like you've done all these things in your life. You don't even realize that you've done them until someone asks you. And then you may realize on the fifth job interview instead of the first job interview. Right. And so it delays your hiring process by like 6 months because or 3, 4, 5, because you didn't really tell your story. So, you know, the better you are at telling your story, the better you are at winning that job opportunity. And so sometimes people will say, well, video interview, I'd like to talk to the recruiter. If a company is using video interview technology, you have a better chance of getting hired because it's more structured. More people are getting interviews. If a company just does phone screens, they're only going to have 10, 20 phone screens. Some of our clients with the video interview tool will have 100, 200 video interviews done. You know, like 200 people get a chance at the job. So those are actually advantages. Sometimes applicants complain, oh, I had to do a video from home. It felt weird. Yeah, that video could have been shared with 15 different hiring managers. And now you had 15 times more chance of getting a job, where a phone screen would have been one recruiter. And, you know, it's not the same. So these are some things to think about when looking for jobs and how to, you know, think and plan ahead for that is prepare. And then, you know, maybe talk to a recruiting coach. Like there's all sorts of people that do that to help you practice. But those are just the kind of things I recommend.
Sean, that's great. I love you encouraging people to recognize their value. And when I'm coaching people, I tell them to self-advocate. You know, you have done some amazing, sure, to you today, they look like small things. But when you look at it in the rearview mirror and realize, man, what have I accomplished? And what can that translate into income for me? It's amazing. And this video piece, you know, people connect when they see you. You see the facial contact, the facial expressions, the eye contact, those things is going to be a whole lot better when you get that opportunity, as you alluded to, if you're prepared for it. So how would someone prepare that practicing? I'm assuming you're going to recommend them getting in front of the video when this other person is kind of doing a role play interview for them.
Yeah, that's really the goal, is to practice, to role play, to get into the scenario and to really understand what you're about to go through, that experience, right? It's so important to your future career that you just need to really dive into explaining who you are.
Yeah, that is so great. Well, we are at that point in the show. We can wrap things up. I'm curious about how people can get in contact with you. What's the best way to reach out to you and find out more about you and VidRecruiter?
So vidcruiter.com is our website. You can sign up for a demo. If you typically you need to hire at least 50 people a year or more, in some cases 100. We do with some small businesses, but that's kind of the minimum. If you're not hiring that many, you know, you're probably not even needing a tool. But if you need any kind of tool at all, we're here to help, whether it's automated reference checks or, you know, basically any kind of system, skill test, video interview. To wrap it all up, I mean, in terms of my experience and leadership and everything I've seen, it's really about expanding your thought process to start looking at the world slightly different. And the one example that I give people, you know, walk into a restaurant and instead of, you know, experiencing the food, experience the operations. Look at how many things are going on, right? Whether it's a McDonald's or a steakhouse or, a coffee shop. Look at all the different little components of what's happening and just look at it from that perspective and try to have different perspectives and different operations that you look at. And that'll just help you expand your horizon. Just keep doing that as an exercise. You know, you start seeing things differently. And that's really what it's all about. It's expanding your horizons to think about things slightly differently than what you thought about them before.
What great advice to kind of change the way you look at things and expand the way you look at things. Appreciate that, Sean. We want to thank you for listening to the Build Your Success podcast today. We hope that you enjoyed this podcast, that you'll share it with others. Do me a favor, go to wherever you're listening to this on that platform, leave us an honest rating and review, and then subscribe to our podcast. We also have a YouTube channel. You can go over there and watch the video and see Sean in person. So Thanks for listening to the podcast today. Remember to build yourself and to build others.
Thanks, Brian.
Want to learn how to build yourself and build your team? Visit www.buildcs.net and learn about Brian's programs, special offers, and more. Build yourself and then build others.